Coming up on today's show.
Even with our, you know, different rugged schedule coming up this fall, there's no missing mass. And, you know, just again, it's the number one priority in my life.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net. At the top of the website, there are links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, so you can engage with me and the show that way. Look for those logos, those links there for whichever platform or platforms plural you enjoy using. A reminder as well about the Catholic Sports Radio community. That is the Facebook group, which is free to join and which you can also find a link for on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Remember, too, that any and all of those give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. You don't have to work in sports to know the pressures of some top administrators and even coaches, but it doesn't hurt. I got to witness up close over my 10 seasons working for a National Hockey League team, the pressure cooker that the general manager was always in. Similarly, over my 10 years working in the Olympic movement, I saw how much tension there is among the top executives at world and national governing bodies for various sports. Even now, still serving as a broadcaster for college sports, I have an appreciation for the stress that athletic directors are under. In our daily lives, there is so much we are carrying: worries, concerns, problems. As Christians, it's so common to be asking one another for prayers. It gets to the point where a lot of prayer warriors keep lists of all the people that have asked them for prayers. I have someone who routinely will ask, "Bruce, be in prayer for so-and-so or about such and such." Suddenly, this can potentially be a new weight that we carry unnecessarily. Sports executives, even clergy, but yes, us lay people need to remember comforting words from the New Testament, where in 1 Peter chapter 5, we read in verse 7, quote, "Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is the associate head coach and defensive coordinator for Sam Houston State University football. Prior to his current role, he had spent 4 seasons at Coastal Carolina serving as defensive coordinator. Before that, he spent 2 seasons at Bucknell as defensive coordinator after having spent the previous 6 years at Cornell, where he served 2 stints at defensive coordinator spanning 4 seasons. He got his start at the Division I level as a graduate assistant at Nebraska, which led to opportunities with New Mexico State, where he spent 2 stints, mixed in with 1 year at Villanova and 2 at Buffalo. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Clayton Carlin.
Happy to be here, Bruce. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Clayton, that introduction makes me think of lots and lots of change of address cards that you've had to fill out over the years. Well before the first of all those moves for coaching started, where were you actually born and raised, and what was the family size growing up?
Yeah, I was actually raised in right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in a town called Ballykinwood, so just about 10 minutes away from Philadelphia. And one of 7 children, cradle Catholic, and raised by 2 awesome parents, my mom, Kay, and my dad, Leo.
One of 7. So how many boys and girls, and where were you among all them?
I'm the 3rd oldest, and I have 3 sisters and 3 brothers. So 4 boys and 3 girls.
Ah, okay, okay. And I should have mentioned this in the intro, but your father absolutely made his mark on sports. Share with the audience what I'm referring to.
Yeah, I have a great dad. I've been blessed with a great dad. my father worked for the Philadelphia Eagles for 55 years as director of ticket operations. And it was about 8 years ago was inducted to the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So quite an honor. I am super honored to be his son. And so needless to say, Bruce, we went to a lot of Eagles games growing up, that's for sure.
And for those of you listening, yes, Clayton did say 55 years, 55 years that his father worked for the Eagles. Yeah. Amazing. So you mentioned seven of you in the family. This was a Catholic family you grew up in, and you attended Catholic schools, I imagine?
Yeah, sure did. Went to St. Matthias Grammar School from first to eighth grade, and we lived right across the street. Literally like 5 yards from door to door. And then from there went to St. Joe's Prep High School in Philadelphia.
Wow. Wow. You played high school and college football. Two questions. Number one, were you staying active in your Catholic faith during all of that? And number two, were you envisioning making a career in football, either trying to play in the NFL or going into coaching?
Yeah. I was active in my faith, and again, the reason for that, Bruce, is I was my mom and dad just had such a huge impact on me about attending Mass and the power of prayer and the sacraments and the Blessed Mother, and so I've always stayed active in my faith, and so I feel blessed that me and my brothers and sisters have been able to do that. And again, it's because of my mom and dad. In regards to the coaching career, to be quite frank with you, when I graduated from college, Bruce, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Hmm. And, I played at a small college, Juniata College in Huntington, Pennsylvania. And, when graduation came about, it was not going to be coaching.
Hmm.
It was going to be something else, in the business world and sales or something. And I was trying to figure it out. My high school coach, Coach Jack Branca, who had a huge impact on me playing for him, called and said, "Hey, while you're trying to figure," he was asking me what my next move was going to be. And he said, "Well, while you're trying to figure it out, why don't you come be one of my assistant coaches?"
Mm.
And at the high school, at St. Joe's Prep High School. So did that and, fell in love with coaching and then went from there. So this is season 37
wow.
straight years of coaching.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm blessed.
I believe you mentioned St. Joe's Prep High School. That was a Catholic high school, yes?
Yes, sir. Yeah, run by the Jesuits.
So even starting into your professional career, you still got to be in a Catholic environment.
Yeah, yes, we certainly did. In the beginning of my career there at St. Joe's, yep.
So I think you said you were number three of the seven children in your family. Was there a sibling before you or two siblings before you that inspired you to get into sports, or was it your dad or a combination, or what prompted you to pursue football?
Yeah, you know what? It was probably a combination of everything. My dad working for the Philadelphia Eagles and being around football, and then my older brother, Leo, who's 2 years older than me, certainly has been an inspiration to me, and he played football. And then all of us did. All my brothers played football through college. So it was a little bit of both. It was being around the game from the second I was born, and then just always watching my older brother and wanting to be like him, and what a role model he has been to me. So that's probably why, looking back, my older brother with the impact he had.
But what an impactful story this is as it relates to, we hear so many guests that will admit that, yeah, sports became my God, and that was my number one priority, and all I could think about was, in this case, it would be football, and here you are, Clayton, saying, no, I wasn't all about football coming out of college. I didn't even know what I was going to do, but it wasn't going to be football, and obviously the Lord had it for you. And maybe it was because you were a good and faithful servant that he said, my son, my good and faithful servant, you've enjoyed football, and I'm going to make a path for you to continue on it as your vocation.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. And as we all know, God works in mysterious ways, but his plan is perfect, as I tell, you know, coaches around here and my kids and the young men I coach. God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't go my bad or oops. He knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, so he opened up that door for me, and it wasn't my plan. Like, as I said, I had no, you know, I loved the game of football and played it for a long time, but I did not see myself coaching. And, I feel very fortunate, very blessed that the good Lord opened up that door for me.
Amen. Amen. Nicely said. And so fast forward to present day, Sam Houston State University is not a Catholic school. Do you, however, see, say, some of your football players active in whatever their faith might be? Maybe there's a Bible study, or maybe Fellowship of Christian Athletes has a presence on campus, or maybe you even see some of your student athletes talking about going to church together. Any of that you witness in your role with them?
Yeah, very much so, Bruce. We have a weekly Bible study here that I'm a big part of. Our strength and conditioning coach Parker Whiteman, who's an awesome person and a strong Christian, and you know, so we have a Bible study here on a weekly basis all year round. That's very well attended by our players. And so we have a very strong spiritual foundation here. SCA is a big part of our team and this campus, and which we think is very, very important as a coach. You're not just coaching football, and that's actually the lesser part in my mind. And you know, I always tell guys, if the only thing we do around here is win football games and play great defense, then, I will certainly have failed, because it's much, much, much bigger than that. So, yeah, we're blessed to, as I said, weekly Bible study, and we have a strong spirituality on this football team.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to use a football term here, given this week's guest, and say that I fumbled in not following all the way through and formally recognizing and thanking last week the guest from 2 weeks ago, Dr. Lisa Petronas, that was episode 235, for the kind financial gift she and her husband made to my Catholic Sports Radio ministry. During that interview, you heard her say that they would cover the expense that I was citing, and indeed that was done immediately after we hung up from recording the interview. That was a tremendous help, especially since I otherwise have to try to find a way out of my own pocket to cover the various expenses that come with operating Catholic Sports Radio, both on and off the air. I was on the telephone last night talking with someone who didn't even know that I do this show, and in addition to telling them what exactly the format of the show is, told them that this was a calling for me and something that I just do on my own time to give back to the church and to try to move more people deeper in their faith life. I even went so far as to mention to this person that I don't get any income from doing this, although I didn't go as far as to mention that I don't have any sponsors. As a result, though, this is why you hear me inviting you each week to consider making a gift to Catholic Sports Radio. As Dr. Lisa Petronas could certainly attest, since this is how she did it, contributing to Catholic Sports Radio through the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net is fast, it's easy, and it's secure. Even though she acknowledged the amount during that interview you heard on episode 235, she was able to type that exact amount into the online platform, meaning you get to type in whatever amount you're comfortable giving. There's not a drop-down list of predetermined amounts for you to choose from. For those that are hesitant to put credit card information on the internet, simply contact me instead, and I will give you the details for sending me a check through the mail, which others have done in the past. You can either message me through social media or send an email to bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will personally write you back with the relevant information. As a thank you to anyone who contributes, regardless of the amount or the method, online or check, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode with your permission, as you're hearing me do this week with Dr. Lisa Petronas and her husband. Or as some have asked me to do, you can choose to remain anonymous, in which case I will give a generic on-air thank you without naming names. If you feel you're getting value from what I do through this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping you in your faith life, I would greatly appreciate you prayerfully considering supporting my work as part of your tithing. Your support really means a lot to me. I'm grateful for you listening and for considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing. Clayton, before all that, I had asked you about anything that you observe from your football players faith-wise, but wow, there's something that you do in your devotion to the Virgin Mary. Can you tell the audience both what I'm referring to as well as how you began your connection with her?
Yeah, well, it stems back to my mom, and she instilled in me the, you know, the power of prayer and the power of the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And so I've always felt a strong affinity to our Blessed Mother. And so every morning for the past, oh gosh, it's been probably close to 15 years now, Bruce, if not longer. During Lent, I said, I'm going to make a commitment to say the rosary every morning. And again, that was about 15 years ago, if not longer. And I've never stopped.
Wow.
The first thing I do every morning is pray the rosary. I'm an early riser, so I get up and spend time in prayer and devotion to our Blessed Mother with the rosary, and then read the Bible, and then, you know, some other Catholic, the Magnificat, and which takes us through our daily readings, and the Living Faith magazine, too. So that's the first 45 minutes of my early morning. But sends back to my mom, and, you know, just I have a strong, you know, connection to the Blessed Mother.
Well, and because you are in a position where you need to challenge your student-athletes, I think you would be a good person to challenge anyone who says, well, I don't have 45 minutes to pray the rosary. Well, here's Clayton saying he gets up early, so he's making time for it.
Yeah. As you well know, Bruce, it's your priorities. There's enough time, right? It's just how you want to prioritize things. And, you know, so that's, as I tell people, that's my rhythm. You know, it's the first thing I do every morning for a long time now.
And this is a nice segue, too, talking about timing. Sam Houston State opens the 2023 football season on Saturday, September 2nd at BYU. And then the next Saturday, y'all are home to Air Force. And from there, the schedule continues on the following Saturday, then two Thursdays, then three Wednesdays, and then all four Saturdays in November. I have to say that sets up nicely for being able to go to Mass every Sunday, which is a benefit to college football that I imagine most people wouldn't think about. Although maybe you're going to tell me that the Saturday road games mean an overnight stay and thus a little bit of a challenge, either finding a church on the road or figuring out how to go when you get back on Sunday. But nonetheless, I think it's a benefit, as I mentioned, that people don't realize that if you're a college football coach like yourself, you're not having games every Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. And with all the traveling, you know, we're on the road quite a bit recruiting during the months of December and January and April and May, too. Uh-huh. And, you know, my first things I do whenever I'm on the road, getting to town, whether it's during the season and fall and, you know, is find the local parish and the Mass times, and, you know, and it's a priority. And even with our, you know, different rugged schedule coming up this fall, there's no missing Mass. And, you know, just again, it's the number one priority in my life.
Yeah, you said it's a priority, but I also would submit that it's kind of fun to see what other churches look like, the way that things are laid out, the way that, I'm not going to say the way their Mass goes, because it's obviously going to be the same from one parish to the next, but at the same time, what their choir sounds like, or what their band sounds like, or what their lector does differently from yours, different the way they handle announcements. And I mean, Clayton, you're a great guest to say, I've witnessed this at so many different churches, and here's some of the great things that I've seen out there.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right, Bruce. What a blessing it is to be able to get around and see different how things work at different parishes and be around different priests and hear their message and go. We belong to a big parish here. We live in the Woodlands, Texas, in St. Anthony in Padua, and it's a big parish. But sometimes I'm on the road, all of a sudden it's a much smaller parish. And but you're right. It's great to get around to different masses and see how things are done and differently. So fortunate to be able to do that.
Another role that you have made time for is one that demonstrates, in my opinion, being in service to others, which is being a part of the Knights of Columbus. Can you share with us a bit about that?
Yeah. You know what? Just hasn't been too long. I just recently joined. And, you know, over the past, you know, year or two, Bruce, I've just, you know, always being a strong Catholic, a devout Catholic, a cradle Catholic, I have felt an even stronger calling to do more and get more involved and do things and more service. And I think joining the Knights of Columbus will give me the, you know, the pathway to do that. And it's a great organization. It's about service and giving. And so I feel honored to be a part of that.
I often explain to people that with Catholic Sports Radio, I envision A, people who have completely fallen away and hear this show and decide to start going back to church. B, people who do go to church every Sunday but are just checking the box to say they went but hear my show and decide I need to pay attention in Mass and get dialed in rather than simply saying I went. And C, people who are already on fire for their faith but get inspired by the interviews they hear on Catholic Sports Radio and decide I want to do more. Clayton, you just said that, and in your case, you also made a decision at some point in time to step up and become a Eucharistic minister at your parish. When and why did you choose to get more involved that way?
Yeah, I, and again, that's recent too. And again, just feeling a strong calling to do more and serve more. And I can't think it. I mean, what a blessing and an honor to be able to, you know, distribute the body of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's just a calling, again, a calling I've felt over the past year or two to get more involved and just the blessing to be a Eucharistic minister. And it's an honor. It truly is.
And I think there's something to be said for sitting in the pew at your parish, being comfortable and hearing over and over. And that's where I say, are you tuned in or are you tuned out? Because we hear things like the Knights of Columbus. We hear the calls for participating in a ministry such as becoming a Eucharistic minister. And Clayton, despite your busy schedule, you decided, A, I'm already there as it relates to a Eucharistic minister, and B, I can make the extra time outside of this to join the Knights. So I think it's really, you would agree, I'm sure, a matter of, are you really listening to what these calls are, and are you ready to step up and say, okay, I can do more?
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you, Bruce, and but something I learned years ago is, you know, sometimes you go to Mass and you expect, what am I getting out of it? And certainly if you're tuned in, you're getting out of it. I always say, well, what are you bringing? Okay, and what are you coming with an open heart and an open mind and getting something out of it? Yeah, but what are you going to bring to the Mass? And again, I think when you talk about the Knights of Columbus and the Eucharist, being a Eucharistic minister, and you know, I truly believe, and again, because of my great parents, you know, the only life worth living is one led in service to others. And fortunately, we have a platform to do that in our great Catholic faith.
By the way, I take it from the way that you've referred to them that you're fortunate to still have both of your parents?
Yes, yes, Bruce. Thanks for asking. They're still with us, and they're 85 years old, and they're fighting some things, but yes, they are still with us.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have a little extra time, and I don't normally do this, but can you give us a little peek at the Sam Houston State team for 2023 to get ready to start the season?
Yeah, well, we got a heck of a challenge coming up on us. You know, we're making this transition to FBS, and we're in Conference USA. And you know, you mentioned those first three games. It's, you know, BYU will be tough, and certainly Air Force and University of Houston, and then the schedule itself playing on, you know, sometimes it's Saturdays and sometimes it's Wednesdays and sometimes it's Thursdays. But, you know, we have a great bunch of young men here who I feel so blessed to be able to coach. And they're coachable, they're hardworking, and they got a humbleness about them. And because of those players, they've had a lot of success around here over the years and winning a lot of football games and championships. And it's because of the great kids, but it'll be a challenge. But our guys are up to the challenge, and we're looking forward to it. My wife's looking forward to it, and our kids. It's going to be a really good season and a challenging season. But hopefully, we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, and folks, Clayton and I are just meeting for the first time, but I can say that you certainly strike me as somebody who, as much as you could probably sit there and tell us from your long coaching career, someone that I had at this school went on to play for this NFL team or CFL team or XFL or USFL. You probably would be just as eager to tell us what this young man went on to become in his personal life, a husband, a father, just something that you're equally proud of.
Oh, there's no question. And we've certainly had, you know, professional guys go on to the National Football League and the XFL and USFL. And, you know, the coaching profession to me is a calling, Bruce. And, you know, we constantly talk to our guys about, you know, the football piece is a tiny, tiny, tiny piece. Mm. And the life piece, you know, is what we aim to get right here. And there's nothing better 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you know, when you're talking to your former players and then, you know, what kind of husbands they are and what kind of fathers they are and meet their kids. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, the impact I have to make on 18 and 22-year-olds. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, be the best you can be. And one of our core values defensively is compete. It means be the best you can be in all walks of life. And I'm talking to you now, and I'm talking to you 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Wow.
You know, be the best husband you can be the best father you can be.
And, wow.
You know, hopefully we're making an impact. But I've been blessed to coach a lot of phenomenal young men over the years.
And folks, as you can tell, as much as Clayton has spent his whole life in football, I think we're about to find out that there's something he'd rather talk about any day of the week. So, Clayton, let's close by having you share about your wife and the time that the two of you have spent in the sacrament of holy matrimony, as well as the family that the two of you have made, presumably a Catholic family.
Yeah, we certainly are. And, you know, God's work. And, you know, I met my wife, Kathleen, at University of Nebraska when I was a graduate assistant there back in 1994. And I had never been to Nebraska, Bruce. And I was wondering what the heck is the good Lord sending me to Lincoln, Nebraska for. And, you know, certainly we met there. And we were coming up on 25 years of marriage this January. And, yes, so blessed. And she is so strong and so humble. And I actually get a little choked up talking about her because she means so much to me. And, and we have six incredible children, and you know, two girls and four boys. And one just graduated from college, and she's going to be teaching first grade at Visitation BVM, a Catholic school in Philadelphia. So certainly excited about that. And then we have three in college, and then our two young ones are Cole and Connor are sophomore in high school and in eighth grade. But you know, it's not easy going back to my wife Kathleen being married to a football coach, but with all the moves and changing the schools and but she has never flinched. She's so strong and so steady. And you know, I certainly am well aware of why God sent me to University of Nebraska back in 1994. And he put my future wife, Kathleen, right in my path. And I'm grateful every day for her.
Amen. Amen. I can tell. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Congratulations to the two of you. 25 years is very much worth celebrating. Every year is, but that's going to be a special milestone for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Well, Clayton, God bless you and your family, and thank you so much. I know that this is a very busy time getting ready for the football season, so I appreciate you coming on Catholic Sports Radio.
Bruce, I'm honored, and thank you so much for having me, and God bless you.
Thank you. And folks, as a nod to Clayton and his many, many, many years as a coach, let's close this week's episode with one of our prayers for coaches, and do it together, of course, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From 2 Timothy, endure hardship, fulfill your ministry. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness. Lord, help me remember you are always with me, especially during tough times in my life. Remind me that your trials are for my benefit and that you use time to build me up to make me stronger. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.